Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode of the JRE Review reviews Anthony Cumier's conversation with Joe Rogan, podcast 1209. Now, Anthony is from Opie and Anthony, the radio show that was huge in the 90s and 2000s. And Anthony is a good friend of Joe. Joe used to go on their show in New York quite often and is the primary reason and inspiration for Joe Rogan to do his podcast. So this is a really fascinating conversation that I've wanted to listen to for a long time. So without a further ado, let's get reviewing. So Joe starts off the conversation by saying how Anthony back in the day would, from his home studio, so he built a studio in his home, in his basement, where he had a huge green screen, and he would stand in front of it and do something called machine gun karaoke. So Anthony is a bit of a gun nut and would stand there with a machine gun, I think in his underwear, I'm not sure, but just singing karaoke in front of a green screen that he'd like flash images up behind. And Joe sat there and said, hey, why can't I do something like that? Maybe obviously not the same, but like, why can't I build a studio? Why can't I put on my own show? Why can't I do it my way? Which is what Anthony wanted. He didn't want to be beholden to sponsors and pressure and the radio and these sorts of things. So he did his own thing. And it's incredible to hear that inspiration because of what Joe Rogan's podcast has become. It's very important to hear what inspired people to do things, especially great people doing amazing things, because you want to get to the source, the root of it. You know, where did it come from? And, you know, when Anthony started out, a lot of people thought his idea was stupid and this didn't make any sense. Joe obviously saw something else in it, but it also goes to show when, you know, naysayers or people are saying, no, that idea is dumb, or if they're not doing anything themselves, then it's like, well, don't even listen. Who knows? Who knows what an idea can become? Practice enough at it, you get going, you can do something pretty interesting. And, you know, and now Joe Rogan's podcast is really one of the biggest podcasts in the world, if not the biggest. They talk a little bit about Anthony being single and being able to do that and having his entire house be the man cave instead of being just relegated to some rooms because he is single and has the money and has the opportunity to do that. And Joe says it's funny when you see that happen in older single guys with cash, you see what they really want, and it's just a playhouse. It's kind of like what Joe's studio is. You know, he just built it in a different place, but Joe brings up a quote that he really likes, and it kind of resonates, and it says, most men live lives of silent desperation. And that's for sure. That's really, if you look at any of your negative friends, the grumpy ones, the ones that moan all the time, that find shit to complain about, I'd say they definitely fall under that. And you know, this is why we need to hunt and do jiu-jitsu and find our own space to express ourselves so we don't feel so desperate and locked up and angry and we have more time for our wife and our kids and all the rest of it, right? It's about finding that space. So, again, Anthony's whole house is really just a man cave. He talks a little bit about how he got fired from Opie and Anthony because Joe was unsure about this. But it was because they did a prank on 4th of July. Oh, no, April Fool's. Sorry, that makes way more sense. Saying that the mayor died. So the mayor died. And before they had a chance to make the joke really ridiculous, they'd like cut the plug and then it was all done. And I think that's when Anthony said he's going to go off and do his own type of radio that now he does like a subscription-based podcast show that's not just his. It's like you pay a subscription and you get to listen to a bunch of different radio shows. So you like buy a whole package It's something that's kind of new. I don't understand it fully, but I mean, if he's on there, he's very good. I know some other guys are on there that are really funny. And subscription stuff for podcasts is kind of frustrating just because free content is really great. But his point is that he doesn't have sponsors and he doesn't have to be beholden to them, and they can't drop him. They can't get mad at him. It just gives him the freedom to do whatever he needs. And, you know, that's just kind of a better way of doing, you know, it's freedom of speech. So, there, you know, there's that. They talk a little bit about the Louis C.K. thing. A lot of comedians and radio people are talking about that right now because Louis is, like, slowly making comebacks and he's taking some shit. People are heckling him. Some woman the other day shouted out during his set, "Get your dick out," which is actually quite funny, but must have been brutal for him. But shit, he must have expected this, and I'm surprised he doesn't have more retorts ready, you know, or at least some humble way of dealing with it. The question they bring up, though, is did he make anyone do anything against their will, you know? And that's a question I don't know. It's like people I know, most people I know actually want to jump on him immediately and say, no, he's done, should never have done it, it's awful, end of story, guilty. And I think that's a problem with our culture right now, is we need to at least get the facts. Everyone deserves their own trial when it comes to this. Like, trust me, at the end of the day, jerking off in front of someone's odd. So no matter what, even at best, he's still an odd dude. But maybe there's more to it. And yeah, if he's not forcing anyone to do anything, certainly not as bad as other types of things, but really should. I mean, we can't just compare everyone to Cosby because he's like the worst serial rapist in history. You know, and it was done 20 years ago as well, before he was even really famous at all. So it wasn't like he was really using fame and power. The example they give is maybe he was a headliner to the other comedian who was under him, but that's not a ton of extra power. Like, that it really isn't. The person who is like opening up for him could easily be like, I'll just open up for someone else. I mean, he wasn't big then, you know? If you're good enough to open for one comedian, you can open for plenty. And you're not going to keep working for someone who jacks off in front of you. That's if you don't like it. So the question is, you know, being held accountable for something you did 20 years ago when societies are changing. Obviously, if it's a law thing, like if you raped or killed or whatever, 20 years ago, it's still just as bad. But if society is just changing, you know, in a way, getting slightly more sensitive, for good or bad, for the protection of others or whatever, I mean, can you look at, like, your grandpa's behavior and judge him with today's standards? I mean, in a lot of ways, it's a different society. A little bit of leniency is probably not a bad start. But you know, that's just my thoughts on it. What are your thoughts? Where do you take that? What angle do you see it at? I'm not fully decided on it, to be honest. It's kind of a tough one. You know, and they said that he asked if he could. You know, he asked, look, can I jerk off in front of you? Which is still fucking weird. But, you know, some of them were like, all right. Or some would just make jokes about it. I think it happened to Sarah Silverman and she just thought it was funny. You know, if they said no, he wouldn't do it. So it's really not even in the same universe as something like Harvey Weinstein, but it's kind of thrown in there. It really is. So, yeah, that's a tough one. They change direction, get back to something lighter. They start talking about all the surveillance, right? And Joe asks if Anthony has an Alexa in his house. And he's like, fuck no, because Alexa is listening to everything you say all the time. And the question is, what is Amazon doing with that information? I mean, they're probably listening right now. I think I have an Alexa somewhere. I don't know. Not that it matters. I'm making a podcast, so they can just listen to that. But it is a good point. Like, what are they doing with all this data? Like, where are they going with it? What are they figuring out? How much do they know? You know, it's like AI is tricking us into buying merchandise. They're figuring out how we think. And lastly, they talk a little bit about the political correctness stuff, and this kind of goes back to the Louis thing. In 20 years, will what I say today be held against me? And, you know, people put this in their house themselves. So just meaning, I mean, on the line of Alexa, is like we choose to buy those things, Google, Alexa, whatever, and it's recording us now, and in 25 years, can it take things out of context, or even not keep it in context, but society has changed so much, it makes us sound like awful people. Will they be able to bring that back around? Can they use that data? It's a little bit conspiracy theory-y, but I think Anthony's that kind of guy. But anyway, it's a great conversation. Make sure to check it out if you haven't already listened to it. It's really cool because Joe's so excited about it because he knows this is where his podcast came from. And I think he really wanted to give a thank you to Anthony, who's a very funny guy and has done a lot. And just to think that what he's done for radio with the Opie and Anthony show and leading the way for many podcasters, including Joe, to create his podcast. You know, you just have to give a big shout out to Anthony and say you're fucking awesome. And thank you guys for listening, talking about other awesome people. That's you. Thanks a lot. There'll be more this week. Love you guys. Peace.